Back here on the Mighty 690 at 1010. Happy to have you along here as we go throughout a Tuesday edition of the program. It does start with the team. And we do have a little bit later time, as we do at the end of the month. Lisa Wilson joining us with an update from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good to have you back in studio, Lisa.
I know. It's nice to be back. I've been gone for a few weeks.
Yeah, we've been missing you. So
lots of things have happened.
You've been busy. Busy.
We have been busy. So, but lots of things have happened. Lots of things are continuing to happen. You typically think the first of the year is kind of slow, and maybe the first couple of weeks of January were, but that is long gone now. We're in full throttle for spring. Hopefully spring is around the corner once we get past the cold weather tomorrow.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock tonight. It's moving on through that cold front.
I just received an email before I came in from Rick Whitson from Montgomery County talking about the high winds.
Yeah, high winds, fire danger today. It's if anything starts today, it'll get out of control, is what they're fearing. So
be careful.
Be careful. Don't toss those cigarettes out the window. Just be very, very careful.
That's right. That's right. So this week, lots of things are happening. I want to give a shout out to Main Street. So they're having their Let's Whine About Winter. And it will be Thursday, so it's leap year, and we will have an extra day this month, so Thursday, February 29th, and it will start at Stone and Sage, which is a new retail store in downtown Independence, right in the 200 block, and that's where you can go to get your free commemorative wine glass. If you want to start there, you can do that, and if not, you can start anywhere downtown and enjoy some evening shopping after hours. So,
and it'll feel a little more like winter. It'll be high of 52 on Thursday, low of 36, so it'll feel a little more appropriate. Right now, it doesn't feel appropriate.
No, not today, not yesterday.
Yes.
Yes, but Thursday. So, and then Main Street has their big fundraiser on Saturday, so they will be raising money to continue all of the projects and activities that they have in downtown Independence. I don't know if there are tickets still available. Typically, they sell out, but you could always call 331-2300 and see if you're lucky enough to get an extra ticket if by chance they have any available. But that's this Saturday. It's our big fundraiser. Friday, though, let's back up to, we have First Friday.
Yes.
So we've got a good slate of speakers lined up, lots of really good information. So our police chief, Jerry Harrison, will be giving an update on the Independence Police Department, probably talking about some of the new hires that have taken place since last he presented. And then he will also be giving some crime statistics and things like that that are beneficial to know about. So he'll be sharing with us. He'll be kicking us off that morning. And then Chris Stimler, who is with Trident Properties, who has purchased the 7 buildings in downtown Independence and is doing the what now might be $11 to $12 million project with lower-level commercial space and upper-story housing. And so he's going to be driving in from Topeka to give us an update on his projects. I believe the first buildings will start actually in March. So he's got everything lined up. It's a long process. It has been a long process. It kind of was off the radar for a little bit, but not because it was dead in the water. It was because it was just, as I said, a long process, and they were working through all of the channels that have to be taken in order to get the project going. So he's ready to roll, and he'll be sharing some information with us about that. And then Haley Barker, who is the assistant principal at Jefferson School, is going to be presenting about Kids Crew. And Kids Crew is CREW is an acronym for Community Resources Encouraging Winners. And it's an after-school program for kiddos up to about sixth grade, I believe. And she's going to be talking about the program and then talking about ways that the community can volunteer in the program and help support the kids in their after-school experiences. So they have a snack time, they have a homework time, and then they have an enrichment time. And so there's lots of opportunities for volunteerism, and she's going to just share with us what's happening there. It's always important for us to know what's happening in the schools, and they do a great job of keeping us well informed. So Haley will be speaking. And then Mara Samora, who is on the community chest board, will be talking about their fundraiser that they're doing right now. They are selling tickets for a Ford truck that will be raffled off in the upcoming months. I think we've talked about that on air.
Who wouldn't want
that? No kidding. Myself included. So I have purchased some tickets, and before it's all said and done, I might purchase some more. But anyway, the money goes to a great cause, and you might get lucky enough to win a vehicle. So
hey, you can't win if you don't enter.
That's right. And then the business sponsor is Labette Health and Independence Healthcare Center. And when you are the business sponsor, you get a 5-minute commercial at the very beginning of the program. And then you also get complete marketing control of the tables. And you get to put lots of fun information and swag on the tables. And so I brought you a Labette Health insulated tumbler.
Look at that.
So there
I love
you go.
That.
So this is what everybody will be receiving at their place setting at First Friday. So not only when you come to First Friday do you get an opportunity to network and visit and meet new people, visit with friends, but you'll get hot coffee and muffins from Annie Mae's that are paid for by our business sponsor. And lots of times, there are gifts on the table.
Hey, that's a worthwhile reason to come right there.
There you go.
That's fantastic.
So I'm going to leave you with
this.
Well,
thank you.
You're very welcome. So you've got that. So let's not cook. I'm all about let's not cooking. So Friday, we're going to have the St. Andrew Parish Center's Lenten Fish Fry. And that will be happening every Friday until we get to Easter. And so the last opportunity will be March the 22nd. Easter comes early this year, March 31st. So, and I try to go to this. They always have great fried fish. So catfish fillets, hush puppies, coleslaw fries, $12. You can either dine in, you can get your meals, carry them out. Just a great way to support the Knights of Columbus. They donate a lot of money back into the community doing good things. So it's our way to support them. And not have to cook.
Hey, that's great. All
so
about
you don't,
that.
You don't cook Friday night, and then you don't cook Saturday at lunch because you can have ham and beans from the Independence Lions Club. And I go to this every year because it's really good. They usually have ham and beans, and they have a vegetable soup.
They have hamburger soup.
Hamburger soup this year, yes. And so that's this Saturday, 11 to 2:30 at the Wesley Center. Again, great food, but more importantly, an opportunity to donate and contribute to the Lions Club, who again makes their mark on the community and champions a lot of worthy events and programming. So it looks like tickets are $10, children under 12 are $4. So just again, have some beans on Saturday and skip worrying about lunch. It's time for bike riding again.
Oh, yeah.
So we stopped the bike rides out at Elk City State Park for the winter months, but they are ready to start back up in March. So it'll be Tuesday night bike rides at 6 o'clock every Tuesday starting in March. So that'll be March the 5th will, I think, be the first one. And you'll meet out at the outlet channel. You have to have your helmet on. You have to have a light while you're riding after dark. So if you're keeping up with your New Year's resolution to get healthy and stay fit, you can try out some bike riding and put that into your regimen. Another way to get healthy and stay fit would be to swing a golf club, and you can go out to the driving range. Sycamore Valley Driving Range is open all the time, but you can go out on Saturday, March the 9th, and between 11 and 3, they're going to have a meet and greet with Jason Doshny, I believe, and he's a PGA golf instructor and consultant. So how often do you get to be side by side with a PGA professional, and he's going to be there to give some golf instruction, help you with your swing.
There you go.
So he's providing golf lessons at the range by appointment, and so go and check that out. It's always fun to go out to the Sycamore Valley Driving Range, and they have, you know, you can buy the buckets of balls, but if you don't even have your own clubs, they have clubs out there, so there's something for everyone. Grab a driver, grab a wedge, and just practice your swing. So Southeast Kansas Senior Safety and Wellness Coalition is back up and running, and they are going to have an event in Independence. I think they kind of bounce back and forth between Coffeyville and Independence, but they will be in Independence on Wednesday, March the 13th out at Four County Mental Health, and it's a quarterly luncheon. It's $5 for the luncheon, and you do have to RSVP to Kathy Shepherd. The phone number is 620-332-1954 before March 11th. But they're going to have a really good speaker at this particular luncheon. It's entitled Avoid Scams, Protect Yourself and Your Personal Information. And Chautauqua County Attorney Ruth Ritholler is going to be there to deliver the information. So I'm sure she's an expert and will provide lots of valuable information for the seniors that are there. But I mean, I think about myself and my kids and everyone. We just need to be so careful about all the clever scams that are out there. So it's nice that they're providing this to the seniors in the area. So everyone is welcome. Again, that is at the Four County Mental Health Center out on West Main. The cost is $5. Call 332-1954.
Excellent.
This is going to be here before we know it, yeah. But Home Sweet Home Homeless Ministry is doing a fundraiser, and they're offering pulled pork and ribs for dinner. It'll be Saturday, March the 16th from 5:30 to 7 at the First Baptist Church. And again, it's just a way to raise some money for Home Sweet Home and all of the things that that they do to help those in need of shelter in our community. And there's apparently a Branson Vacation raffle too. So if you want to get in on that, you could win a truck. You could win a vacation.
Yeah. Get in on it. You just get it all.
That's right. If I don't show up for a few weeks, it's because I took my truck to Branson.
Okay? Hey, we'll know where you
That's
are.
That's right. That's right. And we talked about Easter coming up so soon. And, you know, it's not too early to be getting those kids in their Easter clothes and getting some Easter pictures taken prior to Easter so that you have them maybe to give to family or post on Facebook. But L2 Realty is going to have the Easter Bunny out at their place on Saturday, March the 16th from 10 to 11 in the morning. So they're out on South 10th Street, and you just dress the kids up, take them out there and get some pictures taken and meet the Easter Bunny. I think the Easter Bunny will be showing up in some other locations in the community as well. But if that's the first time that I've heard he hopped into town.
Oh, yeah.
So that put that on your list. And then the Children's Summer Theater, I just want to remind everyone that that they're having some summer camp. They're having a summer camp this May, from May 28th through the 31st. And it's for kids that are in grades, currently in grades 1 through 3. So I know parents are already starting to think, you know, we're gearing up for spring break, but what are we going to do when school's out, getting those activities? And the kids camp, the theater camp, is something that would be a lot of fun to get your kids involved in, because then they go to this camp and then they get the theater bug. And before long, they're performing on stage at one of the children's theater performances. And this summer, they're going to have three performances, and Haphazardly Ever After will be in June, and then Junie B. Jones, the musical, and that's going to be in June as well, and then Once Upon a Mattress, and they're all the junior versions of these, but they will be, they're going to be so cute, and it will be in June too, so it's like one weekend right after another, and we'll talk about those when it gets closer, but I really just want to make sure parents are going on the IndieKidsOnStage.com website and following them on Facebook and getting your kids involved in the theater, because they start so young in Independence, which is incredible. They get an opportunity to participate in theater clear up till their senior year in high school, and then, you know, it just trickles right into being involved in the Niwala musicals and all of the stage performances out at Independence Community College. So we have a strong theater following.
Oh, yeah.
And we start them young.
Oh, you sure do.
That's right. So I think other than that, I think we'll hold off and save some of the rest of these things to talk about later on. I just wanted to mention a couple things. We have Love Independence coming up on the last Saturday in April. So it'll be our 9th year. And it's hard to believe we've been doing this for 9 years. So next year we'll really be in full force with our 10-year anniversary. But watch our Facebook page. It's just called Love Independence. We're going to be launching the video that we shot last year. And that'll kind of give everybody some ideas for things that they can do to participate in the day. It doesn't have to be anything major and big or expensive. It can just be, you know, smiling at somebody, complimenting them, opening the door for somebody, or paying it forward in the drive-thru, or, you know, some clever thing that you found on social media when you just Google fun random acts of kindness. There will be a plethora of opportunities that will pop up and give you some really good ideas. A couple things I want to tell everybody is that not only do we want you to participate and you know, demonstrate some random act of kindness that day, but we also have some places that are needing volunteers and help. And the park and the zoo will be putting together a list of some projects that they have out in the park and zoo area that need to be done. So if you, your family, your coworkers, your church, your youth group, you know, want to get together and do something that you're like, I have no idea what to do, they will have projects for you out in the park. You can get signed up. We can help you get plugged in. And then there are businesses like First Oak Bank that are giving gifts to the community, such as free paper shredding. And that's going to be on that day as well. So that will be wonderful to be able to get all of your personal documents so that you don't get involved in scams or your personal information doesn't get stolen. They're going to be offering up Shred for their Love Independence Day project. So we'll be giving you dates and times for all of that later on. But all the businesses that are listening that are playing the radio in their places of business right now so that their customers can hear us, be thinking about what you want to do as a business to extend some random acts of kindness that day. Or if you happen to be in the car and you're just enjoying the radio while you're finishing your trip to wherever you're going, be thinking about some fun things that you could do as well. So we want it to be a great day full of little things all the way up to some major things and everything in between. So, and then lastly, I texted you this morning because I wanted to bring an in-studio guest with me, and I brought Lacey Bohr, who's with Kansas Works in the Department of Commerce, and she's the regional operations manager and has her hands in a job fair that is happening in our community in the upcoming months. And I just think, you know, it's real important that we help people get to work, find jobs, and it's also important that we help those employers that are needing to grow, wanting to grow, but they need a workforce and a reliable, strong workforce. And so the job fair is one way to bring those employers and those unemployed individuals or somebody who's wanting to, you know, move up and do something different, try to match them all up. So hopefully when our conversation, you know, today on the radio will generate a lot of interest, and there'll be lots of people walking into the Independence High School gymnasium on the day of the job fair. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's great. Welcome, Lacey. Good to have
you
on here.
Yes.
So what do we need to know about this job fair?
So our job fair will be on March the 20th from 12:30 to 2:30 at the Independence High School gymnasium. It'll be open to the public, so anybody who's looking for work can come in and visit with employers. We are still recruiting employers, so we would love to have any business owners or employers who are looking for work, have openings. It's completely free for employers to join. And if you would like to join, you can get a hold of our office at 620-332-5904. And we can get you registered, or you can go out to our Facebook page at the Independence Job Center. And the registration link and the flyer is on there as well.
So is there any particular types of jobs you're looking for? Is it just kind of wide open to really
wide
anything?
Open. We're open to anything. And the cool thing about this event is earlier in the morning, this is held in conjunction with Independence High School's Career and Tech Ed Day. So employers have the opportunity in the morning to visit with students about what their businesses do, their current openings, which kind of plants the seed for keeping kids local and bringing them back. You know, you can go get your degree and then come back here, or you can graduate and go straight into a career field that's right here in Montgomery County or in Independence. And then in the afternoon, you have the opportunity to visit with anyone who's open and looking for work.
Well, and that's a great opportunity because so many people, you know, even adults don't realize a lot of the opportunities we have, let alone some of the students in, you know, high school. So, I mean, just what a fantastic opportunity to be able to expose them to that. And, you know, are there any, as far part of your day-to-day goes, are there any specific sectors of the job, you know, market in Montgomery County that are especially in need right now? Anything that you see out there?
So we are a highly, highly manufacturing community. Aviation, obviously with Bartlett coming in, we're seeing a bit of a different kind of workforce, but Bartlett's open to train anyone, so we're excited to get them in and get them up and running.
Well, that's great. And I mean, I was talking with it's a welding academy actually that's coming to Kansas here today in Canton, which is near McPherson, so it's a little wise way. But they were one of just a very small number of schools selected in the whole country. And I was talking with those folks over there, and they were talking about, you know, the real importance of, you know, getting more people into these blue collar trades. And of course, in the past, some people have kind of maybe looked down their nose at that. But the reality of it is, with the decreasing number of people in those trades, that pay is really going up. It can be a very, very lucrative job.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to even have, you know, as far as the training goes, it can be, you don't have to, it's not like you're going to college for 4 years to get it. You know, you can get this training in such a quick amount of time. And a lot of these companies will pay for that.
Yes, absolutely. And we are seeing a lot of push towards apprenticeship. So the Department of Commerce has recently created an Office of Apprenticeship. And, a lot of times we think of apprenticeship for blue-collar positions, but nearly every role is apprenticeable. And while we're talking about those blue-collar jobs, you know, a lot of our plumbers and electricians and HVAC people, they're getting up there. And if they don't have people to come in and train up into that business, we're going to be in some trouble.
Well, they need to pass along those skills. And yeah, a lot of these skills are not something that you learn in a book. I mean, think about insurance. That's actually not something you can really go to college for. Mm-hmm. You have to learn from someone who does it now.
Yeah.
And absolutely. So, I mean, people don't realize that, you know, yeah, that's a great, you know, indoor job if you like something like that. And, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, it's not necessarily something that you can just go and open a book and learn about. It's, you kind of have to get that stuff passed down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's great. So if people, you know, if someone's listening and say, hey, I would like to get my business on board for this job fair coming up, what's the best way to get a hold of you and get that ball rolling?
Calling the office at 620-332-5904. Any of our staff can get you connected with that registration form and get you signed up. And like I said, it is completely free for an employer to participate.
Well, that's great. And then for people looking to attend, anything particular, you know, good to have? Obviously, we hear stuff about, you know, dress professionally and resume and all
yes.
that sort of thing.
Yep. And dress for success. We always encourage individuals, if they're going to a job fair, if they're walking into the workforce center, you never know what employer may be there that day. So absolutely dress for success. And if you need assistance with your resume, you can come into the Independence Workforce Center during our open hours, and any of our staff would be happy to assist you with setting up your resume, or if you already have one, we can kind of critique and make sure that it's good to go before the job fair.
Well, that's great. And then I also just wanted to ask you if you know about maybe some folks who maybe they have a disability. You know, we've got folks in the community, maybe they're vision impaired, that sort of thing. Do you have any options for those folks who, to work with them and maybe finding a job that could work for them?
Yes, absolutely. We have tons of different programs. Obviously, there's some eligibility requirements, so I would encourage anybody who's interested, call our office and we can connect you with the appropriate staff.
Excellent. Really good resources to have here in our area. So, Lisa, did you have anything else that you wanted to ask?
I was just going to piggyback on your comment about the welders and the electricians and the plumbers. You were talking about the wages that they would earn, and you can validate that by, if you need one of them,
yes,
you will pay a premium price for those services. And so you know that it's a lucrative business to be in, and and also it's an opportunity to kind of be your own boss too. Mm-hmm. You know, very entrepreneurial in the setup.
Yeah,
so.
very future proof as well, because mm-hmm. we hear all this stuff about AI and all this. Well, I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. I don't think AI is ever going to be able to unclog a toilet.
Right.
So yep. You know, being able to do all this stuff is stuff we are going to need till the end of time. Mm-hmm. So you know, these plumbers, electricians. And two, remember, you know, for a lot of these jobs, at the end of the day, you can clock out at 5 and you don't have to think about work. Yeah. That can be great.
Yes. And I think it's great that that they have partnered with the high school and have made it a nice and convenient for the businesses. You know, they're not having to pack up all of their things after career day with the high school kids and go to another location at the Civic Center or somewhere where you might typically think a job fair would be. They're working with those employers to say, stay where you are and we'll bring in the next crew. So high school in the morning and the community in the afternoon and one stop for the employers. And it's just a workable situation for everybody.
Excellent.
So. The school always feeds the employers well. So
okay, there you go.
That's good. So Lacey, remind us one more time for the folks who are tuning in. When is this job fair coming
up? It's going to be March 20th. From 12:30 to 2:30 at the Independence High School Gymnasium.
Okay. Well, anything else we need to know? It's been a real pleasure having you on, too, by
Absolutely.
The way.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Okay. All righty. Well, Lisa, another great guest to have here on the program.
Thank you.
It sounds like a really good event coming up, and we definitely need more folks in our workforce and some great opportunities coming up. So look forward to chatting again here. You'll be with us next week on in the later shift as well. So of the 10 o'clock hour is the plan. So, all righty. So thank you both for joining us here on the program and look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And we do have more open line on the way. We'll have a check of our dining guide straight ahead here on KGGF.